Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
We are an acquired taste podcast, the podcast for people who live for the gram, even though they pretend that they don't.
It's a place for all weirdos. You're welcome here. You're accepted and loved. Everybody belongs.
Yes.
First of all, I'm Bethany. That's Kathleen.
Oh, yes. We forgot to say hello.
Full disclosure, this is the second time recording this.
Sure is.
Because the first time we weren't fully aware of what we put the settings as, and turns out the settings were the wrong settings. It sounded like we were talking to you through a cave.
A water-filled cave.
Yeah.
Let's just take this moment to step down and remind people we're not professionals.
Nope, we're not. We have said this before to each other, Kathleen. Anytime a podcast comes out, it's like a tiny miracle. Every week, a tiny miracle every Wednesday when it comes out in one piece.
It's like if you've ever sent out a newsletter, if you're a social media editor, you work in marketing for a company, just before you hit that send button, you're like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? Have you ever sent a really important email to your boss?
Yep.
You're like, your finger is just slowly going down, down, down towards that send button. You're like, is this the right decision? Oh my God, I sent it.
Or when you text somebody and you're like, this is the text where I'm going to either tell them I like them or I'm going to say something flirty that I'm not prepared to say. And then you hit send and then you go, damn it.
That's when you say, oh, I'm sorry, that's not for you.
Yeah. Oh, I accidentally texted you twice to make sure that you were aware that I'm around. Like, oh, that must have sent by mistake.
Oh. Okay, so today we are going to get into Bethany's having a nerve issue.
Yeah, my nerve, literally.
And then we've got a fun fact about eating.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about diet culture too, Kathleen.
Something that I just have been having a lot of thoughts on recently.
Yeah.
And weird news.
Weird news. Love weird news.
I haven't told you about my weird news.
I'm really excited about your weird news. Don't be afraid by the diet culture thing, by the way. We're anti-diet culture.
Anti.
So we're not going to like diet shame culture. You for anything.
But I'm really, there's a little bit of a gray area for me. So okay. I don't know.
All right. I'm interested to talk about this.
Oh, I'm like, it's in my head. The cauldron is turning.
Yeah, it's tough. I had to unfollow a bunch of Instagram accounts because they were making me feel real bad about myself.
I 100% understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Bethany, loving your shirt.
Thank you. It is Kim Kardashian crying. And I had to stop wearing it for a while because Kim Kardashian famously got stolen from in Paris, got robbed. And she was legitimately scared at that point. And it felt insensitive to wear a shirt of her crying.
Do you think people go to that hotel just so they can stay in the suite where Kim Kardashian was robbed?
Yeah, if they can afford it.
I'm dying to stay in that suite.
Really?
I keep saying to my friends, ladies, I'm playing the lotto tonight. And if mama wins, we're all going to the suite where Kim Kardashian got robbed.
It's like morbid tourism.
I'm being insensitive. It is morbid tourism.
Morbid tourism. It's like but
that,
that's a thing.
That show on Netflix that you like.
Dark tourism.
Mm-hmm.
I only watched the first couple episodes, though. Apparently one got a little dark.
There's,
at the end.
Yes, I've seen most of the episodes. Oof. People are weird.
Yeah, there's some stuff. And then there's, you know, people who like buy paintings by Ed Gein and, you know, buy like...
By Ed Gein?
The serial killer.
I don't know.
He paints and he like instructs others to paint in jail, in prison. And so people will buy his paintings.
That sounds kind of lovely.
Yeah, it's just like, you know...
The fine art version of Martha Stewart.
Yeah, but do you want to give money to serial killers?
No.
No is the answer. No, you do not. But anyway.
I had something to say and now I forgot.
We can sit here and wait.
I think I should get that tattooed on my body.
You don't have any tattoos. Do you have any tattoos?
No, I'm dying to get one though.
We just had this conversation.
And I have the artist picked out. I found the artist on Instagram. She's this amazing tattoo artist based here in Queens, in New York.
Amazing.
I'm just waiting for the right moment to piss my mom off.
What are you going to get?
It's a good one. What does my mom hate?
Well, she hated it when you dyed your hair.
Maybe I'll get a tattoo of a hair dye bottle.
Yeah. It just says blonde on it. But you're a brunette.
She also doesn't like dresses that are too short.
But see, that's a fair assessment.
Yeah.
She wants you to be, you know, pulled together and viewed as classy.
I guess.
A classy brunette.
Really, truly, if I were going to please her the most, it would be a tattoo of a crisp navy blue blazer. Where are your tattoos?
I have one on my right wrist.
That's right.
And I have one on my right rib cage. And I've decided that if I sell this show that I'm working on, I'm going to add to the one on my rib cage.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, girl.
Yeah.
I just watched Amy Schumer's movie over the weekend. I Feel Pretty.
Yeah. How was it?
It was kind of sad.
In what way?
I don't know. It was a good movie, but it wasn't like sort of that current eventy slapstick comedy-ish stuff that you're used to Amy Schumer doing.
Yeah.
Used to her working into like a lot of pop culture, into her jokes and stuff like that. And this was more of like a sad movie about women or humans in general who don't have any confidence.
Oh.
The ending was a happy ending, but it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. Anyway, the whole point of this is that she famously has a tattoo on in the tramp stamp area.
She does?
Yes.
In real life she does?
Yes.
What does it say?
No, it's just like, I don't know, like a artistic drawing. Look it up.
I'm going to look it up.
And that was the cover of her book. I think it was something about tramp stamps.
That was real?
Yes.
I thought it was put on for the book.
No, it's real. And it is in full display in that movie, I Feel Pretty. And I don't know, it just got me thinking about tattoos, but if I were her, I would get it removed. I mean, it is truly awful.
What is it? Let's see.
It's just like not even that pretty.
Oh, it's like, it's
barbed wire or something.
It's when like quote unquote tribal, like non-specific tribal was a thing.
Like everybody from 98 Degrees had this tattoo.
Yeah, you're picturing this tattoo now. This is a 90s tattoo.
Listen, if you want to get a tattoo on the quote unquote tramp stamp area of your body, it's not even a word I technically like, do you, wherever you want to get it. Like if you want to get teardrops down your face, I know that means you've killed somebody, but I mean, I don't know if that's how you want to represent yourself. Go
you
for it.
You do you. Yeah. I'm just glad that I didn't, because I wanted to get one in that lower back area when I was in college. I wanted to get a Celtic knot with fairies all around it.
Oh, Lord.
Which definitely speaks to who I was when I was 18.
Because you're not Celtic at all.
No, I'm Norwegian.
You should have gotten like a Viking with like slabs of meat around it.
Yeah,
actually like, fish, because they were fishermen.
They were fish. Yeah, I mean, and there's definitely some like, you'll see like some Celtic style art like in amongst the Nordic art traditions, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Yeah, they're all up there.
Yeah, but it's not, I'm not specifically Celtic or Irish or any. So I just really liked Celtic art, and so I wanted to get a Celtic knot.
Did you go to Renaissance fairs?
Oh yeah.
Did you do like the half up half down braid hair dot
hairstyle? Of course I did.
Did you have baby doll dresses that came all the way to the floor that were velvet?
Shut the fuck up. Of course I did.
Yeah,
obviously I did. Yeah. So it was really who I was at the time, but like definitely not who I am now.
Yeah.
And I think that the tattoo that I want to get, so the tattoo on my rib cage says Curiouser and Curiouser. It's from Alice in Wonderland.
That's right.
Which has always been like my top favorite book, like
tale.
I just love it. Something about it, it's so dark, it's really creepy. I love that side of it. And so if I am able to sell my show, when I sell my show,
oh there you go,
which
positive
I'm saying
thinking
to the universe,
it's the secret.
Yep. I'm going to have like a ribbon or a string drawn down from the lettering,
okay,
that has a little bottle that says like the eat me or the drink me bottle.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'm going to have anything on in the tag. I'm just going to have like a little glass vial with a little cork with a little tag coming off of
it.
Oh,
how cute.
That like comes down to maybe above my hip, I think would be fun.
Interesting.
So it's like delicate. It's not, but it's still visible. Because the Curiouser and Curiouser tattoo, I wanted the tattoo artist to put it a little bit lower, but she said that would look weird. So she put it right where my bra strap is.
Oh, so you can't, when you're wearing a bra, you can't see it.
Never. You can never see it. You can only see it if I don't wear a bra and wear something that like scoops way down. And that's not a lot of my outfits.
There's a company out there that if you're looking to get a tattoo, you can have an artist make it and then you send it to this company and they send you a couple copies of it in a like a rub-on tattoo.
That's cool.
So then you can like test placement and wear it for a couple of days and see where you like it.
That's cool.
Which
I like
I think
that.
Is ideal.
Ask me about my back.
Okay, so what's going on with your back?
Thank you for asking. It hurts.
My back. My neck.
My crack. I hurt. I pinched a nerve, turns out. So I thought I bruised a muscle or my skin or something, because every time I pressed on this part of my back, which is right under my right shoulder blade.
Okay.
Like right where your bra strap would sit.
Yes.
It hurts. And I went to Ariel yesterday and I said, why does it hurt? And she pressed on it and she said, oh, it's a pinched nerve. And so then she had me lie on a lacrosse ball, which is super hard.
Yeah.
And the lacrosse ball sits right where the pinched nerve is. Put one leg up, keep one leg down. And then like she pushed me onto the lacrosse ball hard.
Yes.
And I was yelling and she said, you can cry if you have to. And that's how you know that it's really, really painful. And she made me breathe in like 8 times, which I have not been in that amount of pain. Wow. In a long time. And it feels so much better today.
So it's sort of like a version of a foam roller.
Yeah, but an aggressive, angry, like the foam roller's drunk uncle who has rage problems. That's what this is. But it feels really good. And but
what are you going to do about it?
I'm just going to, she said, hot baths and keep doing the ball, laying on the ball.
You know, sometimes I feel stupid because I will have something like a cold and somebody will be like, oh, you're so sick. Why don't you go to the doctor? Well, the doctor can't really do anything. And a pinched nerve in some cases is one of those things where the doctor's like, ice it, you know,
what else can you do? So we are going to talk today about like healthy lifestyles and like the whole diet culture, which both you and I have felt brought down by.
Literally pulverized by, but thanks diet culture.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's why we're so excited to partner up with OpenFit because they are bringing you something new that makes it even easier to never miss a sweat session.
Yeah, because part of staying healthy, both physically and mentally, is working out. Mm-hmm. I learned that when I stopped working out for a while and I started finding myself getting really, you know, anxious and down again.
Yeah.
As soon as I started working out, my brain felt better. So it's good for everything. And OpenFit takes all of the complexity out of getting fit, getting your workouts in. It's a brand new, super simple streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of your living room in as little as 10 minutes a day.
And it's so easy to access. OpenFit is an app that you can download on your phone. It's a website that you can look at on your computer, web-enabled TV app. So I can get it on my Fire Stick. You can get it on your tablet or your Roku, really anywhere that you have a smart device.
So you didn't get those like judgy people at the gym looking at you unless you want them and then you invite them over to your house to judge you while you work out, but I wouldn't recommend that.
That'd be a weird invitation. Like, what do you even serve them? Lose the commute to the gym and let the workouts come to you. I like working out at home. I do have a gym membership, but I was at a spin class and the teacher came over and clapped in my face and looked at my feet and pointed like I wasn't going fast enough, and nothing drives me crazier. And that's why I work out at home with OpenFit. Because nobody's there to point at my feet and tell me to lunge a little deeper.
OpenFit understands that everybody's bodies are different. They have amazing trainers and classes. They're led by some of the most effective and engaging trainers in the world. And there's things that you can do depending on what you're really into, like extend bar. You just press play and you work out on your schedule.
They have these workouts, 30 minutes or less, 10 minutes or less, strength training workouts, yoga workouts, core and abs, glutes. Sometimes you only have 10 minutes to do a workout and you're like, oh my goodness, what do I do? And OpenFit makes sure that you touch every part that you need to touch to get a well-rounded workout in just 10 minutes.
And
or 30 minutes or
whatever you have. OpenFit has changed the way we work out. And with our code TASTE, you can join us on a fitness journey that's personalized just for you. Again, use our code TASTE and start using OpenFit for your journey to a healthier life. So here's how you're going to do it. Right now, during the OpenFit 30-day challenge, our listeners can get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit when you text the word TASTE, T-A-S-T-E, to the number 303030. You're going to get full access to OpenFit, all the workouts, the nutrition information, totally free. So again, just text TASTE to the number 303030.
I've been thinking about going to a chiropractor lately. Have you ever been to one?
I haven't, because the videos of them cracking your neck scare the hell out of me, because I don't know how they don't break your neck.
I know.
And at some point, I know they practice, but at some point they have to do it on a real person for the first time.
Yes.
And how do you know that they didn't paralyze someone?
So some people swear by going to the chiropractor. They say, I have to go every week. It's the only way I don't get sick. Like, I feel in tune. And then some people are like, I went because I was having a major issue and it literally did nothing for me. At night, I used to watch pimple popping videos to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Now I'm watching chiropractor videos to go to sleep. I'm addicted.
Like them popping and pulling things?
Yes. And I've been watching this one doctor. He's based out of Atlanta. He has a fabulous YouTube channel. I wish I could remember the name. He lays his patient down on the board and he looks at the camera and he says, look at their feet. And more times than not, there's a significant difference in the length of his patient's legs because their spine is so misaligned. It's crazy.
I mean, I believe that.
Wait, Bethany, go lay down on the floor right now.
Well, I'm laying over here.
Okay, I'm coming.
All right, you're on the floor.
I'm on the floor.
Okay, put your feet together.
Ow, my pinch.
Put your feet together.
I can't.
It looks like you're your right leg's longer than your left.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me take a photo of it.
Wait, yeah.
So my right leg is longer.
I'm a licensed chiropractor now because I've been watching these videos.
Wait, so the crazy thing is I carry my purse and all heavy bags on my left side.
Yeah, so your right leg is longer than your left. I can see it here in the photo. I mean, the difference is very minute, but you can definitely see it.
We need to post that.
Okay.
That's crazy.
You're going to get some foot people up in here.
I already do. My WikiFeet page is like 42 pictures.
This is my thing. My obsession now is chiropractor videos on YouTube, and they're really, really fascinating.
No one in my family has ever gone. I've never gone. But I'm afraid, what do they do exactly?
They align your lumbars. I have no idea.
Wait, let's look
they
it
They crack your neck. Then they do like the shoulder adjustment. Then they do your hip placement. They crack your hips.
Do they help you make changes so that you don't have to keep coming back to the chiropractor?
I don't know.
That's my question.
I don't think so.
Because I want to know, if I need to have something cracked or popped or moved, what am I doing and how can I prevent that from happening further? What exactly does a chiropractor do, says the internet? Chiropractors use hands-on spinal manipulation and other alternative treatments, the theory being that proper alignment of the body's musculoskeletal structure, particularly the spine, will enable the body to heal itself without surgery or medication. I mean, I do believe that we're all sort of messed up in the way that we carry ourselves.
Absolutely.
Bags and shoes and stuff.
Oh, yeah. And when you live in a city and you're not commuting in a car, you're carrying your life with you in a tote bag every day,
and
for sure.
If you're doing a long commute and you are in a car, you're probably hunched over. You're, you know, sitting in a position that's not comfortable. One arm is up or two arms are up on the steering wheel. And like, that's not probably great for you.
I bought a backpack for this reason. I need to stop carrying heavy tote bags. And I always carry it on my right side, too.
Where's your backpack?
No, I don't have it. I haven't put it into use yet.
How long ago did you buy the backpack?
At least 4 weeks ago.
Okay. You're your own
problem.
There
was a sale at Nordstrom's.
Cute.
I'm so happy I went to medical school.
You're the best
doctor. It came
in
handy right now. Actually, I don't think chiropractors go to medical school, and that's the whole thing about why people don't believe in chiropractors. I have nothing against chiropractors. Whatever makes you feel good, like whatever works for anybody, cool.
This says that according to Healthline, chiropractors do not hold medical degrees, so they aren't medical doctors. They do have extensive training in chiropractic care and are licensed practitioners.
I wonder what that means.
I mean,
4 years of chiropractic,
the school of chiropractic.
Hmm. Bethany, earlier today, you texted me about this fun fact that you learned.
Yeah, about eating.
Yeah.
So I was sort of just like poking around on the internet. Learn, you know, about food because I love it. Mm-hmm. And I found this article from Thanksgiving back in 2018, you know, eons ago. It was on NBC News from 11/21. So Thanksgiving time.
Yeah.
And they said, why we eat when we're not hungry? Because I eat when I'm not hungry.
Oh, I have about 10 reasons right now I could rattle off.
What are they?
I'm angry. I'm sad. I'm bored. I'm watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a commercial and someone was eating Doritos and I was like, me need Doritos.
I need Doritos.
The caveman inside of me is like, get food.
I consistently forget that Doritos are things. And then when I see them at a party, I get so excited.
Yeah. Doritos are the best chip ever, honestly. I will often eat because it's time to eat. Even if I'm not hungry.
Yep. I'm like, well, it's lunchtime. It's time to eat.
Time to eat.
Well, this article from NBC News talks about something called hedonic hunger, which sounds like a crazy word, but it has the word hedon in it.
I was just going to say it sounds like a little...
Yeah.
Like Satan.
Yes. So they said hedonic hunger is the kind of hunger that we feel when we need food for pleasure rather than sustenance. And
wait, food is for sustenance?
Apparently.
Huh.
That's the word on the street. So, and the thing is that our stomach can expand to hold up to a gallon of food. So our stomach is here for us saying, like, you want to eat more than I want? That's fine. I'll make room for it. But homeostatic hunger is when you eat because you're hungry. You need fuel. You need to keep the body's biological system balanced. So there's two different kinds. There's hedonic and there's homeostatic. So most hunger, most of the times we're hungry, it's a combination of both. But when you go for seconds, that's probably hedonic hunger.
So homeostatic can turn hedonic.
Yeah.
It's like
when homeostatic has been achieved, then it's like, but I still want more. That's the hedonic hunger.
So it's like when you're having missionary sex with somebody.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, you want to see my red room of pain?
Yeah.
Like, you're this, like, yeah, I do.
This was satisfying. Because let's do more, though.
Let's cause damage.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
You know, that's interesting. Those are not terms that you hear thrown out all that often.
They say scientists aren't positive why hedonic hunger is a thing, but they think it could be things like emotional triggers. Like you were saying, you're hungry, you're bored, you're sad.
Yeah.
And the presence and abundance of amazing food.
Yes.
And so they did these two experiments. So back in the 50s, they did this experiment where they took lab rats and they gave one set of lab rats one type of food. And the lab rats ate just like a certain quantity of that food. Mm-hmm. And then they gave these other lab rats a wide variety of food. And those lab rats ate more overall so that they could taste and test out all of the different food samplings. They actually ate almost three times as much to sample everything than the rats who just had one type of food.
I mean, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to a party and there's this type of brownie and that type of cupcake and three different types of pizza, I'm like, let me have some of each.
Think of it like if you have three types of brownies, you're going to eat three different brownies. You're not going to just eat... If I had three brownies of the same type, I'm not going to eat three of them.
I would like to meet the person who could only eat one type of brownie because they deserve a medal.
But, and also, like, what is your life, though? Because guess what? You need to sample everything.
Yes.
And then they studied it again in the 80s, and the scientists called it sensory-specific satiety. So, basically, new flavors...
They're just making up words.
New flavors stimulate new desire to eat. It's also called the smorgasbord or the buffet effect. So, the more flavors you have out there, the more you want to eat.
Do you ever eat something salty and you're like, okay, now I need something sweet?
Yeah, every day.
It happens more the reverse for me. If I have something sweet, I need something salty to follow it up.
Oh, that's interesting.
For whatever reason.
I'm the opposite. Salty, I need something sweet. And my nutritionist said I should be eating, like having lemon sorbet in my freezer to top it off, to like finish and cleanse that palate.
Yeah.
But I found that I just got angry because it's sorbet, so it freezes really hard.
And you can't.
And I'm like, I can't get anything.
You try to get your spoon in there and you just shave a little off the top, and then sometimes your spoon slips and the sorbet shaving goes flying in the air.
Yeah, or you punch a hole in the side of the sorbet container. So it wasn't working. And then she said, well, why don't you take it out before you start eating?
No.
So, and I'm like, that involves planning ahead. I don't do that. There is no planning ahead whatsoever.
Do you know what I've done to sorbet or ice cream that freezes really hard? Instead of just using a spoon, because the side of the, I don't know, the pint container is paper, essentially.
Yeah.
It's not hard. Sometimes I'll just bite into the side of the pint container. Just chew the frozen ice cream.
Like when it's at the top?
Yeah. Then my husband will come home and he'll take the lid off and he's like, what? How and why are there teeth marks in this thing?
You have strong teeth. My teeth are too sensitive.
Oh, really?
Too sensitive for that.
Oh, no.
Too sensitive to bite into the sorbet.
No, I'm part caveman.
Oh, my gosh.
So I've been thinking a lot about just food recently.
Yeah.
I haven't told you that I'm doing this yet, partly because you're a vegetarian.
Oh, it's not a swear word.
I've been dabbling in the keto.
Ooh. Now explain to me what keto dieting is, because I've heard a lot of people doing it and I don't know what it is.
So keto is a high fat-based diet.
Okay.
And I want to preface everything I'm about to say by letting everybody know I'm not a professional. I'm not a nutritionist. I've just been reading up about this online.
Okay.
So it's mostly fats.
Okay.
Healthy fats. Then it's protein and then very low carb.
Okay.
Very, very low carb. Now, there are different versions of keto. There's like something that's been nicknamed lazy keto or dirty keto. Technically, on keto, you're supposed to make everything that you eat from scratch.
Okay.
But on these other ketos, you can buy packaged foods that fit the nutritional requirements of what keto is.
Because cooking is hard.
Cooking is hard, yeah. So keto wants you to stay under 20 grams of carbs a day.
Okay.
Which is really hard.
Yeah.
I was addicted to fruit. I mean, I am addicted to fruit.
Yeah.
Which is why I wanted to try this.
Yeah.
I'm telling you all of this because I woke up last week after basically 3 years of feeling sluggish. I woke up at 4:30 in the morning with energy.
Really?
And ready to start my day and with the intense need to burn my muscles out. Right at that moment.
So how long have you been doing this before
that
feeling?
That was 4 days.
So are you supposed to be on a on this meal plan forever?
No.
Okay.
And they say people who do it long term can actually, they can really hurt their kidneys.
Oh God. Okay.
But I think that people are afraid of fat. I was most certainly afraid of fat. Mm-hmm. I would be like, only just a little bit of olive oil.
Well, and like the 90s was a really big fat free craze.
Yes.
And a lot of us were raised with like all of the packaging said fat free. And we all of a sudden just decided that all fat was the same and all fat was bad.
Yeah.
Which is not the case. Hey, Kathleen.
Hey.
Let's change the subject.
Okay.
Let's talk about money.
My second favorite subject.
Yeah. So we all want more and we all want to make the money that we have work for us, even when we're not doing anything.
Work.
Everybody. So Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission free. And you do it from your phone.
Well, other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade. Robinhood doesn't charge any commission fees. So you can trade stocks and keep all of your profits.
Plus, there's no account minimum deposit needed to get started, so you can start investing at any level.
The simple and intuitive design of Robinhood makes investing easy for newcomers and experts alike.
View easy to understand charts and market data and place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone.
You can also view stock collections such as 100 most popular.
With Robinhood, you can learn how to invest in the market as you build your portfolio. Discover new stocks, track your favorite companies, and get custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest.
Robinhood is giving listeners of an Acquired Taste podcast a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build up their portfolio. You can sign up at taste.robinhood.com. Again, you can sign up at taste.robinhood.com. So then the second strange thing happened to me. On Saturday, I felt happy.
Kathleen.
And it's sort of sad.
What?
Bethany, I can't. I'm trying to find the words to describe it, but I was happier on Saturday after a week of eating keto, working out, you know, just doing the full fat rules.
Yeah.
And I felt happy like I haven't felt happy in a long time.
Oh my God. You're like tearing up.
I know. I'm thinking about it. Not happy because something really amazing happened or I was excited about something. It was just a level of contentness inside of me that I recognized right away as a hormonal level or like some sort of chemical balance inside my body that I hadn't felt in I can't tell you how long.
So I wonder if it's your body was robbed of certain nutrients for so long. Mm-hmm. And this is sort of resetting your body's chemistry.
Yep. Is that not the craziest thing ever?
I'm really happy. You had a different energy when you came in today. Like when you came to my front door, I was like, she's bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Well, we got into Kitchen Studio NYC and you're like, oh, I'm exhausted. And I kind of said, yeah, tell me about it in solidarity. But I'm really not feeling that way today.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's working for you. Like, I'm glad that you found something to sort of help reset things.
Yes. And it's been making me think a lot about diet culture lately.
Yeah.
Where was I reading that they're thinking about banning celebrity diet commercials on Instagram?
Oh, wow.
You know, like the Kardashian, there's always that like weight loss tea and the weight loss lollipops and the pills and it's all bullshit.
Yeah.
And I was listening to a podcast about keto because I've just been really interested in the science behind it. And there was this podcaster who said, if you're having an issue eating something or eating anything at all, when you're eating it, you say to yourself, I'm feeding my body, I'm feeding my soul.
Mm-hmm.
And you just say it to yourself over and over and over again. I'm feeding my body, I'm feeding my soul. Because a brownie, and you and I have talked about this before, Bethany, a brownie is food just like a tomato is food.
Yeah.
Like you need nutrients and energy and sugars and all sorts of stuff to live.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's not good to put human qualities on food. Like something shouldn't be sinful. Food is not sinful.
I was talking to my therapist and I was talking about like clean eating.
Yeah.
She goes, what makes this specific type of, I was talking about Dennis being vegan and I was like, he's a clean eater.
Yeah. And food shouldn't necessarily have the quality clean.
Yeah. She said, what's the opposite of clean? Dirty. Be careful about placing morality on food.
Mm-hmm.
And so she said, instead of saying clean eating, maybe phrase it like I'm eating in as I'm attuned to my body. So mm-hmm. like I'm aware of what my body is craving mm-hmm. and I am eating that thing. And sometimes your body's craving a brownie.
Yeah.
And you had better enjoy that brownie. Don't love it as you're eating it. Don't have guilt associated with it because it's like this type of hunger, like yes. the hedonic hunger. It's doing something for your brain. It's doing something for your soul. It's making you happy. So take away the moral judgments. Another thing she said is that eating is such a group activity and people are such pack animals that when you talk about clean eating or you place yourself in a position of saying, I eat clean, you're separating yourself from the pack.
Yes.
Which is the opposite of what we as humans need.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really interesting you're bringing that up this week because it's something that has been on my mind as well.
Yeah. And I'm the first one to buy into diet culture.
Mm-hmm.
Drink
it's
this
everywhere.
And you'll lose 10 pounds or like, I don't know. I was drinking this smooth tea.
Yes.
In college because my roommates and I are like, oh, well, if we poop, we'll lose weight. And then there's like the cayenne pepper lemonade. I've done it all.
Yeah.
And it started when I was little because I was an overweight kid.
Yeah.
And same. My parents put me into weight loss class when I was 9.
Oh, gosh.
And
they didn't know any better.
They didn't know any better. What I mean, like, I was thinking, you know, in the car on the way over here to record this podcast with you, if I had an obese child, I wouldn't know where to start.
Yeah, because you don't want to do anything to shame the kid either.
No, of course not. But, you know, I like started on the skim milk and the fat-free this and the fat-free that. And that was so the 90s. And I'm a child of the 90s.
Yep.
I'm so grateful for all of the information that's out there today.
Yeah.
Because what we didn't have in the 90s was a lot of information.
Yeah. We didn't. We had what celebrities were telling us and what was on Oprah. And, you know, we weren't really always able to have easily accessible research. You
yeah.
had to go somewhere to do research. You had to go to the library.
Yes.
Right? You had to
yeah.
you had to make an active choice to get up and go. Not everyone had the internet.
It was all about reduced fat, 99% fat free.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's such a wealth of information out there about nutrients
mm-hmm.
and fitness. And I'm so grateful of where we are today, but there's still that diet culture and social yeah. media. I mean, how many times have you heard your friends or overheard a group of friends saying to each other, oh, I'm so fat or the opposite. Oh my God, you look so skinny.
Yeah, I know.
And I've asked people who say these things when they're in front of me, can you just like not use that word in front of me?
Yeah. That's good. I'm glad you do that.
Can you stop calling yourself fat in my presence? Because it's just not a behavior that I want to accept.
Yeah. It's not something that you want entering your world. And it's not helpful. It's not helpful to the people who are doing it. It's not helpful to the people who are hearing it.
Mm-mm.
Like on Instagram, you know, sometimes they suggest different accounts that you might like based on your likes and dislikes.
Yeah.
And I had them suggest to me this picture of these two twins and it was like twin goals and they're both emaciated thin with these giant butts. And I'm like, that's not a realistic body type for most people. And I don't know what I had been doing that made Instagram's algorithm decide that that was a page I needed to see.
Yeah.
And so I had to like unfollow and say, you know, give feedback and say like, that's not what I'm looking to see because I feel pretty good about myself, but even one Instagram picture kind of pulls me back. And we mm-hmm. have to be so careful with each other and just trying to be kind.
I know. That's what I love. And I know there's an argument for both sides of this, that apps like Fitbit, you know, to pair up with my watch and, you know, apps that you work out at home. I love those apps
yeah.
because they give me information.
Yes. Data.
Data. And they open up a world of nutrition and working out that never existed before.
Yeah.
What was life like when you actually had to go to the gym when you didn't know how to use the equipment and there weren't any YouTube tutorials and you'd have to ask somebody at the front desk? And how embarrassing is that if you're somebody who's really out of shape or you're very self-conscious or...
It's mortifying. You walk in, you see all the equipment, you don't know how to use it, you turn around, you walk out.
Exactly.
And then you feel like a failure and then you eat. Right?
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Yeah, like exactly.
It can be such a negative environment for so many people.
So many. And that's why Weight Watchers changed their whole marketing campaign in 2019, because they were like, it's not working for us. We need to make changes. So now they're WW.
Which is harder to say.
Is a lot harder to say.
But I like the thought behind it.
Yes, it's all about wellness instead of watching your weight, which is A-okay with me. I am all about feeling good instead of, but anyway, I'm a hypocrite at some point. I will continue to consume diet culture, but I don't want to share it with other people.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that, you know, as you say, like the keto way of eating is working for you. It's working for you because of your body chemistry right now.
Yeah. It may not work for everybody.
Yeah. And that may change, and it may, you know, you're not supposed to do it for long term, but I know the hours you keep and the lifestyle you live, and it does not lend itself to wellness.
No, it doesn't.
At all. Mm-mm. And so I fully believe that you are depleting your body of so many nutrients. And I think the fact that your body is like, holy cow, this is like fat that we can ingest and we know what to do with it, because it's not chemicals. Yep. It's like real food.
And it's not 700 calories worth of watermelon, which is typically what I was feeding my body.
It's awesome. And your eyes really do look, they look brighter. Oh,
thank you. Yeah. I want to share this hashtag that you can follow. There's certain hashtags you can follow on Instagram. This one is called hashtag iWeigh, iWeigh. And it's all about anti-diet culture. And the things that are tagged in this feed are really awesome.
It's funny that you say iWeigh, because again, I was raised and you were raised, I think we were all, that the less you weigh, the better.
Absolutely.
Especially as a woman. Yeah. Maybe not necessarily for a dude, but maybe. But being an aerial, it's all about how strong you are. Mm-hmm. And so my instructor was talking about this one woman in my class who's like 5'6" and she's lithe and she's a dancer, mm-hmm. and like she has an over split. So like she can do splits in the air that are more than a split.
Oh my Lord.
And my instructor was saying like, she weighs so much. She is so heavy because she's all muscle. And other people in the conversation were like, yeah, I weigh such and such. Well, oh, lucky I weigh bliss. And the heavier you were, the better, because it meant you were stronger. And it had no bearing on what your body looked like. Like this woman who weighs, I don't even remember what it was, but it was more than what you would think for how tall she is and how thin she is. It was something to like aspire to.
Yes.
And
I love that.
It was amazing. And so that sort of pride in being strong and understanding that muscles weigh something.
Muscles weigh way more than fat.
It's incredible. And that really was a really positive moment.
Where someone was proud of how much they weighed instead of hiding it.
Yeah. Just saying like, oh, she's so lucky. She weighs whatever. She's so heavy.
And you know what I keep saying, and I say it in front of my interns sometimes, and I need to stop myself. If only I could get back down to wedding weight. And what does that even mean? That doesn't mean anything.
It's it's just
I know.
It's but we're in it, right? We're in it.
It's such a gray area. You see how I say I'm still going to consume diet culture, but I don't want to perpetuate it.
Yeah.
I'll consume it in the dark in the corner by myself.
I mean, I think just the more that you can say, hey, this is actively making me feel bad about myself.
Yes.
We don't want to do that to anybody.
Yeah.
Thank you for talking about that.
Oh, thanks, Bethany.
I'm excited that you're happy.
This is sort of a conversation that's to be continued, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, for sure.
Never stops. Don't stop, won't stop, can't stop.
Avocados.
The Miley Cyrus diet.
I had to stop that conversation and go get coffee. Thank goodness I had coffee, because I ordered it from Instacart. Listen, there are so many things that you need to get done in your day, and you can do them while someone else is grocery shopping for you. But guess what? You don't have to be a millionaire who has servants. You can just have Instacart.
Instacart's the future.
Yeah, it is the future.
I'm going to scream it from the top of your building.
It's what you're going to get tattooed on your lower back.
Instacart is an app and a website that you can order your groceries on. They pair up with your local grocery store, so you know what's in your local grocery store.
Yeah, you want to support your local grocery store.
Of course. As you know, sometimes it's a big chain that's in your neighborhood. Sometimes it's a mom and pop. Instacart partners up with all sorts of supermarkets. So you download the Instacart app or go to instacart.com. You choose the grocery store that you want your Instacart shopper to go shopping at, and then you fill up your cart. And Instacart has all these coupons that your grocery store doesn't typically have. So I paid significantly less for the groceries that I order all the time when I order them through Instacart.
And the cool thing is they have shoppers there that gather your groceries for you, and they do it with care. So they select the best produce. They contact you if they have any questions or they need to switch something out. And then your groceries will arrive in as little as 1 hour or at a time that you select. And they do a great job. They keep your hot items hot. They keep your cold items cold. It's such a great alternative if you're like most people and you're so busy and going to the grocery store is like a big pain in the butt.
Yeah, and I'm quite lazy from time to time.
Oh, me too.
And I like big cases of diet ginger ale.
So try Instacart and get $10 off your first order. To get this limited time offer, go to instacart.com or you can download the mobile app and then enter our promo code TASTE at checkout. That's $10 off your first order today at instacart.com or through the mobile app. And don't forget to enter our code TASTE. Instacart.com or through the mobile app with the code TASTE at checkout.
You will not be disappointed.
It's the future. Kathleen.
Yes.
I'm in the mood for some weird news.
Oh, I thought you were going to say for sex. And no. Then I was going to say, okay, well, where's your place where I should touch you?
Lower back.
Lower back? Okay, cool.
Lower back.
All right. Well, if you could just spank me.
Done and done.
You think I'm joking.
I know you're not.
Universal Orlando has a butt-naked troll that farts glitter at guests. I'm going to say that one more time. There's a giant troll walking around Universal Orlando.
Like one they've hired?
Yes. Because the Troll Dolls is a Universal brand.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, not like a troll that lives under the bridge.
Like a troll doll.
A troll doll.
A naked troll
doll.
Yeah,
like one of those naked troll dolls.
But didn't the ones in the movies have clothes?
People are asking about that. So Guy Diamond, he's a troll. He's like one of the trolls. That's his name.
Okay.
He recently joined the trolls Branch and Poppy.
Okay.
So Poppy's like the main girl. I've seen some of the movies or one.
How many are there? A piece of one of the movies. Okay. You went from seeing the movies to seeing one to seeing a piece of one.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Now I know how your truth works.
So Branch and Poppy, they've been doing meet and greets at the theme park for some time now.
Okay.
And so Guy Diamond is joining their duo to make it a trio.
Such a good name.
And he's butt naked and he does a little dance for guests. The trio does a dance rather. And then after cutting loose, Guy Diamond turns his butt to the crowd and releases a sparkly shart. I guess he does that in the movies too.
Gosh.
People have been posting videos on social media. I printed out some photos so you can see, but it's actually quite magical.
Okay, we're going to watch this. Hold on.
This is why I don't go to Disney. I know Universal.
This is Universal.
But isn't it? Aren't they all next to each other?
They are next to each other, but I don't think they're friends. Okay, hold on.
Press that button. Okay, lots of people in shorts enjoying their time at the theme park. Yeah, so Guy Diamond is butt naked while his friends Branch and Poppy are wearing clothes.
And he's covered in glitter anyway.
He's got a donk-a-donk.
Must be a soccer player.
Mm. All right, now he's squats in, Guy.
Now they're walking into an area that is fenced off. So they can dance in private.
They're doing some sort of dance.
They're dancing.
Oh, they're doing the freeze.
They're not great dancers. Mm. This isn't choreographed in any way. And he's turning around.
Oh, he sharted glitter.
So they make it sound like it's a huge deal, but it's not very much. It's like a poof. I wonder how he makes that happen.
I don't think it's a big deal, but I can see how some people would be offended. But
I mean, I'm not offended. I'm just like, I don't love that.
I wish I could fart glitter. I wish I could fart money. I wish I could fart chocolate cake.
I think I'm
actually,
too
I do sometimes.
Am I? What? Oh, God. Come on. I think I'm too uptight. Am I too uptight?
No, I know you don't like talking about farting.
I don't even say the word.
So now that we have a boyfriend.
No, we collectively have a boyfriend.
Dennis is dating both of us.
Yes.
Now that you have a boyfriend, have you like broached the topic of bodily functions with him yet?
Well, yeah, but only peripherally. Like, because I
like you fart in the corner while he's watching out of the corner of his eye.
I don't. Like if he has to do anything in the restroom,
he's got to.
We just use the phrase turn the music up.
Oh, which means, that's actually very cute.
Which means like I'm going to use the restroom really quickly. So I'm going to go away for a while, turn the music up. And mm-hmm. So then that just means like he goes to the bathroom and then I hang out.
You hang out in the corner furthest away from the bathroom.
Yeah. Just, you know, yeah. And then he was like, do you want to alert me when you, and I was like, I don't. Women don't. That is what I told him. And he said, oh, you're one of those people. And I said, yes. And so I just can't discuss that stuff.
You have to discuss it with him eventually because you know my theory about couples who don't talk about farting.
No, what is it?
When they get married, they eventually get divorced.
No, but I don't want to ever talk about it. I would like to keep some mystique and some romance. And also, I don't do those things.
Yeah. Okay, whatever.
It's just, my dad doesn't like to talk about that stuff. And so we just didn't talk about it. And so now I'm uncomfortable talking about it. Well, maybe, it's the one F word I won't say.
What if I DIY'd you a little pouch of glitter to put between your butt
cheeks?
Doesn't
matter. I'm not going to do it.
And then that's how you could introduce the topic into everyday conversation with Dennis.
No, I can't.
So you could do the sexy dance, hey, we're going to get it on. And then you turn around and you do a little twerk butt clap.
No.
And the glitter pouch. I mean,
Would you do that with Neil?
I would fart glitter at him, absolutely, if given the opportunity. I would fart glitter right down his damn throat.
No.
Edible glitter.
Wait, look over there. My cat is mounting my cat. Have you noticed? Loki is...
Oh my God, is Loki trying to have sex with his
Loki
sister?
Loki is mounting Minerva and Have I talked to you about this?
No.
This is now a thing. Wait. Ever since...
Your cats are having sex with each other?
Loki is trying to have sex. They're both... They're both fixed.
Yeah.
Loki has been trying to mount Minerva and grind up against her.
Mm.
And it has never happened until I started dating Dennis. And the first time Dennis and I made out, Loki went over to his sister and got on top of her and scruffed her and tried to have sex with her.
Are adopted siblings allowed to hump?
I mean, I think that even siblings hump when they're animals. It's just like it feels right. I don't know. It's like an energy. Like he picked up on an energy
that
he has never felt before. And so now every time Dennis is over, whether we're making out or not, as soon as we start kissing, Loki goes over to his sister and climbs on top of her.
It's like, having a male energy in this apartment. He's not used to it.
Yeah, that has to be what it is.
Maybe there's a poltergeist inside of your cat.
I don't know.
They're very attuned to female and male energies.
They are. I mean, if you're a cat expert... Let me know if this is a thing, because Loki seems very attuned to Dennis's sexual energy.
Maybe we need to get Jackson Galaxy up in here.
I know, Jackson Galaxy, if you're listening, I know he's a fan. I don't know. I don't think he listens.
I've purchased some of his products.
I mean, I have one of his books. I follow him on Twitter. Yeah. Jackson, if you are listening, will you let me know if it's normal that once I start making out with my boyfriend, my boy cat starts mounting my girl cat? Because it's unnerving.
It seems like there's a scientific... reason.
There has to be.
I was out with my friends this weekend. We were getting sushi, and I have one girlfriend. Man, she's got so much chutzpah. I really look up to her. She brings dates she's never been out with before to friend hangouts.
No, you can't do that.
Like dates, people she's just meeting. So
that's not fair to the date, too. That's a lot of friends to handle.
We went out for sushi this weekend. And she brings this guy. He's so perfectly nice. He was like really, really sweet guy. But I don't know why speaking about bodily functions reminded me of this. But at one point... And we were at this sushi restaurant for a long time. It's like a local hangout. There's nobody in there. We were the only table. It's a well-kept secret. The food's amazing. He leans back, burps.
No.
Scratches his belly.
No.
Pulls up his underwear.
No. No.
Adjusts his belt buckle.
No.
And then pulled down his rugby shirt. So it was girls on one side of the table and boys on the other. And so he rejoined the boy conversation and... The girls were just silently looking at each other with their eyes going, what is happening?
Wait, he wasn't doing it to be funny. He just did it.
He just did it instinctively, which is it sweet that he felt so comfortable?
Nope.
In our friend group setting?
Not that. It shows that he doesn't have situational awareness. Wait, did the guys think anything of it?
No, they didn't notice. Of course they didn't notice. I told my husband later and he was just laughing. He thought it was the most hysterical thing he'd heard.
Wait, what did your friend think?
We just, you know, sort of like the face you make when you say something that you shouldn't have and your eyes get really big and you're like, oh my God. Or when a fart slips out and it shouldn't have and it was a really inopportune time. Or
was she mortified?
Not so much mortified, more of like a, oh my God.
Has she seen him again?
Yes.
No!
Oh God, it's so good. You can't make this step up.
Oh no.
I hope they get married and I'm the maid of honor. So on their wedding day, I can say, the first time I met so-and-so, he burped and lifted up his shirt, scratched his belly, adjusted his underwear, and then pulled his shirt back down.
Am I too uptight? I just am mortified by that. I just am mortified by that.
I'm not going to say you're not uptight.
I mean, I just think that like there's a certain place for manners.
I think
bathroom manners, there's always a place for them in that you should never not have them.
Yeah. Yes.
Even in a relationship.
Yes. And you and Dennis are very new.
Yes.
And I think you guys are, you're pretty serious.
Yes.
I think when you're just starting to date someone, you need to sort of keep the, you know.
But I have never been that open in a relationship. I was with my ex for 5 years and I never.
Because he wasn't the right person.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the difference?
Yeah. I think so.
I don't ever, because I don't want Dennis.
Yeah.
Picturing me.
Yeah.
Poofing.
Pooping, yeah.
If that were a thing I did, which it isn't.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want that to ever be a thing that he has to picture.
I mean, he's a vegan. He knows about fibrous things that people eat.
Well, and that's why we've had to talk about it. Because, you know, he's fibrous.
So let's just hope that your TV show takes off. You become wildly wealthy.
Yeah.
And so you can have a bathroom that he never goes in.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. I don't see myself changing to be comfortable talking about this thing.
Do I have your permission to fart in front of your boyfriend?
No. I mean, I don't care. Whatever.
Let's talk about that uptightness again.
I just don't. It's fine. You can do whatever.
Thanks.
He doesn't have to be sexually attracted to you.
Yeah, that's true.
And
I mean, I prefer him to be, but
I mean,
you know.
Everyone's going to be a little bit because you're tasty, but I need coffee.
Okay. You take a minute, dear.
I need a minute. Kathleen.
Yes.
Do you know what you learned this week?
I do. And you're going to find this crazy interesting.
Okay.
So it was the Super Bowl this weekend and there are a lot of commercials going on and I don't know how I found this online. I was like on Twitter doing the tweets. The things on the
tweet and the twats,
the twats. And I learned this interesting fact about McDonald's.
Okay.
McDonald's once upon a time made a broccoli that was bubblegum flavored.
Oh gosh. Was it like a coating?
It was an attempt to get children to eat healthier. Didn't go over well.
No.
Children were confused by the taste.
Yeah. Especially, was it still green?
I don't know.
I don't even like bubblegum flavored toothpaste.
I don't like bubblegum flavored anything.
Mm. When the dentist is like, do you want bubblegum flavored gloss or whatever shining stuff they put? No, thank you.
I was always a cherry girl.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even like bubblegum flavored bubblegum.
No, give me like a mint. Give me even like a chocolate.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But
blah, 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 blah.
Food science. Not a high point in the food science world. Bethany, what did you learn this week?
I learned, back talking to just like about fitness in your body.
Yeah.
I learned that if you think you're not doing very much in terms of exercising, you're doing more than you think because...
that's why people lose hundreds of pounds just walking.
Just walking around. Because I stopped. I was doing like some leg strengthening stuff because I have bad knees from dance in high school. And I stopped doing it because I'm like, this isn't doing anything. And my knees feel like they're falling apart. And that's after just 2 weeks of not doing these basic exercises.
Yeah.
And so that was a good lesson. Do the little thing that you think isn't doing anything because it really does make a huge difference.
Yes.
And as soon as I started, it's just going, you know, like doing any squats and stuff that like strengthen that front of your... Helps so much.
That's why I yell at my mom. I say, Mom, did you lift your weights today?
Just something.
And she's in her 70s, but the older that you get, the more weight that you can lift, it helps you live longer, like considerably longer. It almost is not even about how much you weigh. It's about your muscle strength because your muscles hold everything together.
They do.
I know. So listen, if anybody here is in their 70s in this podcast, go to Target and get yourself a set of 3-pound free weights.
Lift those weights.
Yes.
Mama. We are so grateful that you joined us today. Are we going to end again with voicemails?
Yes, of course.
I
think
we got to.
Every episode we're going to end with a touch of a voice.
I love it.
We got a lot of drunk calls from people watching the Super Bowl this weekend.
I'm so excited.
Somebody who's named herself Tequila or something like that. I don't know.
Kathleen, where can we find you on social?
At WebGirlKathleen on everything. How about you, Bethany?
I am Radio Bethany on Twitter. I am Ms. Bethany Watson on Instagram and Facebook. And you can also find An Acquired Taste on all your socials.
On Twitter, we are at Acquired Podcast.
On Instagram, we are at Acquired Taste Podcast.
On Facebook, Acquired Taste Podcast. Also, while you're searching our Facebook page, find our fan group because there's an amazing group of taste buds in there.
Yes. You can send us an electronic mail, anacquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com.
Or if you'd like to send us a non-electronic mail, we accept that too at An Acquired Taste Podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030.
You can also, the aforementioned voicemail box, you can give us a call, leave a voicemail, just so you know that it may be played and broadcast. That's implicit permission. Give us a call, 917-994-0353.
Bethany, can you remind us of something?
This is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath.
Ooh, I felt that in my loins.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Was it a good loin or a bad loin?
It was a good loin. While you're at it, sign up for our newsletter. Go to our Instagram account at Acquired Taste Podcast. And those little buttons, you know, those story highlight buttons, I put one up there so you can sign up for our newsletter.
Amazing.
We're gonna have, stuff is going to be coming out there.
Yeah,
breaking news.
We're going to have things happening soon, friends. Lastly, one more thing. Rate, review, subscribe. It really helps more than you know. And if you're talking to somebody, you know, tell them to listen. Spread the word.
When we try to pitch this podcast as a show to the WB, no, the CW.
Freeform.
Freeform, Bravo.
Pop TV.
The N. Do you remember The N?
No.
That was Nickelodeon's teen station for a little bit.
The N?
I used to watch Degrassi on it. Anyway, it helps us so much when there are reviews there and all the comments that you humans leave are so lovely.
Thank you so much. Now we leave you with the voices of your friends, some of them drunk.
Hi, ladies. My name's Alyssa. I've been bawling my eyes out today. It's been a rough day. But I just want to say thank you because between the podcast, listening to you ladies on the way home today, and being able to talk to everybody in the fan group has helped me so much because there is so much change happening in my life.
Hey, ladies. This is Jessica, and I know you guys have been talking a lot about anxiety the past two podcasts, and I wanted to share a somewhat funny, not somewhat, it's funny, story about anxiety.
Hello, ladies. My name's Joy. I just wanted to call and honestly, just touch base. Thank you so much for the podcast. I love it, and it's fun and funny and informative and kind of makes you feel like you're not quite as alone as it seems you are. Bethany, you look fantastic. I'm so happy for you. Kathleen, I want to kind of be in your head. It's just, you seem so familiar, both of you.
Hey, ladies. This is Gwendolyn. I'm calling from Portland, Oregon.
I'm trying to figure out contracts right now. It sucks and I'm really bored, so I'm trying to procrastinate, to be honest.
You guys, it is Adriana from Connecticut, and it is 10:32 on a Thursday night. I am almost a bottle of wine deep while my boyfriend is at a bachelor party in Boston. Just wanted to say how much I appreciate you guys, and thank you for the space that you allow. You feel more to me like friends than some of the friends that I've had forever.
Oh, it's tequila. It's Sunday night during the Super Bowl. Not watching the Super Bowl, but I look like a referee. This is a drunk message, and I apologize.